Welcome to the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth, bringing you interviews with top business professionals, empowering you to understand our current business climate and the successes and struggles other business professionals have overcome. Here's your host, Nick Boer.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast. I am your host, Nick Boer, with Inspire Wealth. And today we have on with us Oliver Marcel with Denali LLC. And I'm really looking forward to talking to him because this is, I think he brings a different piece to some of the interviews we've done in the past. Oliver's actually an author, he's a speaker, and he does a lot in relationship coaching. So, Oliver, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, it's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Oh, sounds good. I am as well. So, I always start with Oliver. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Sure. I am, if we go back for context, I'm a inner city kid born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, to Caribbean parents, and just kind of what you think when you think urban inner city life, that's pretty much whatever you imagine. You're probably right about that in terms of my environment growing up, but always had a balance because my parents raised us in church. And so there was always this balance or disparity sometimes, if you will, between, you know, the value system that was, you know, they were attempting to instill in me and the outside influences from the neighborhood and that kind of thing. And I'm only giving that context because I didn't realize until later on in life that would have significant impact on how I work with men and how I work with couples. But fast forward, man, just never saw any of this coming that was in my life that right now, because went to college and originally went to college for broadcasting. Both my sister and I, we said, you know what, we're going to be in radio or television one way or the other. Now, she made it. She definitely did get there. I did not get there. I ended up going down a different path for some different reasons. But that led me to the IT space. It led me to some different things in life. And as I'm going through the IT space and trying to build a career in that way, after several disappointments, after a whole bunch of crazy life experiences, this thing kind of falls into my lap. You know, my wife and I are part of a marriage group. We're just participants and people are asking us for advice. And we're like, hey, listen, people, we appreciate you, but we're here for the same reason you're here.
Like, right.
I'm not sure what to tell you, you know, but it just kept happening. And so finally, because I'm in the IT space, I'm like, you know what? It would be nice if I could build websites so I wouldn't have to outsource that skill to anybody. And I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to quiet all the questions by using the website as a blog to blog our marriage experiences. And man, it mushroomed from there, man. I could have never scripted this, that it would mushroom into, you know, what we do now in terms of, you know, podcasting and YouTube and coaching and all of that. But that's the quick and dirty path to, you know, to where I am right now in terms of background.
You know, it's interesting because I you know, my 20-year career so far and some of the people I've interviewed so far on the podcast, it seems like that is the common theme is always this happened to fall in my lap, or this kind of took on a life of its own and it just kind of took off. And, you know, I had a vision and then I started and then it just kind of happened. And yeah, of course, you know, I think you said it best already with, you know, the fact that you went through a lot of life changes and struggles and things in your life. I mean, I think anyone that I've ever talked to that tries to tell me the life to entrepreneurship or the life to success in entrepreneurship was smooth and easy and everything went great and it's all roses, I think they're nuts. And I think they're absolutely lying to me, because I think we can all share a common theme as entrepreneurs. We all have day-to-day struggles. But in addition to that, we also have events and things in our life that can change and come up that not only make us the people we are today, but also make us rethink some of the things we're currently doing and what do we need to change and how do we need to evolve as people.
Yeah, you basically described the last couple of years of my life. Because you're right, it does definitely, this journey does a lot of things for you if you will let it. It really opens the door to a level of self-discovery that maybe you would not have experienced otherwise. Because there's some things now that, you know, when I was in the corporate space, there was just certain things I didn't necessarily have to think about. They didn't necessarily have to be prioritized in my day-to-day because my situation didn't call for that, you know, but the entrepreneurship space, I was telling somebody else the other day, it's interesting for me. It's almost like this time period has not been about me growing a business as much as it has been about me growing myself. And that's not what I expected. I expected, oh, we're going to try to figure this out. We're going to, you know, we're looking for revenue streams, looking for this. I'm looking at all business things, but realizing, man, I'm growing as a person. I'm being challenged as a person to really kind of rethink what is my definition of success? What are my priorities? What are the things that I am really passionate about? What is the impact that I want to leave on the world? What's the guy that I want that shows up consistently in every scenario? And it's been so much more about that than, you know, a bottom line for me.
You know, and it's interesting because, again, no matter what your area in your business or how your business evolves, I think for me as well, to portray success or to achieve success, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes along the way. I mean, I look at myself and my financial planning firm, Inspire Wealth, and I feel like how much has changed in the last 2 or 3 years? Well, a lot, a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you would have, you know, like you said, you're changing as a person. I believe I am too in my road to what I deem success, primarily because I see what has happened to a lot of business owners and to a lot of individuals as a whole during COVID and even before and now post COVID, and some of the things that they needed to change in their life or adapt to. And I think that from the standpoint of entrepreneurship, I think if you're not willing to change and grow and adapt, well, then what are you really trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish here? Because I think, you know, I think we all deem success, and I think we all deem what are we really trying to achieve or what do we view as success. I think it's going to be different for all of us. So, I think it's interesting, you know, your journey, and, you know, you've made some comments. You know, I know you wrote a book in 2020, which I think is fantastic. Because, you know, obviously, you know, what was going on in 2020, obviously, you know, you took what I'll say is the bull by the horns, and you obviously wanted to not only better yourself, but you wanted to use your time to be able to help other people. And I think I think that's great. I think that's really great. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, you talked about a little bit your background and how things kind of, you know, you didn't really envision where you are today, that's what would kind of transpire. So talk to me about what is entrepreneurship? How has it evolved for you? What do you and your wife envision for your business now? And how do you envision it changing and evolving over the next 1 to 2 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a timely question as well, because to add some more context, when this thing kind of started moving, so the blog piece happened around 2013. And Then for timeline sake, about 2015 was probably our first speaking engagement. Again, we're flabbergasted. Like, you want us to speak to who about what? Like, what are you
right.
doing right now? You know,
right.
you know, and then it started to kind of mushroom. But all through that time, I'm still working in the corporate space.
Okay.
The coaching piece kind of came into play about 2016, 2017 or so. Somebody asked us to, hey, listen, you know, you've been married longer than we have. Would you mind just kind of coming alongside us and just letting us pick your brain, guide us? That opened a whole new world for us and we didn't realize that's where our real passion lies. So we started getting all the certifications, started jumping into classes, started doing all this stuff to make sure that we had, you know, something in our arsenal. Again, all this time, I'm still in the corporate space. I'm still, you know, double dipping all the way up until COVID hits. I'm still in the corporate space, but I'm getting restless now.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing where the potential is, to speak to the question you asked, where do we see ourselves? I'm seeing the potential. I'm really in this place where I'm like, okay, what would happen if I put 210% into this as opposed to the leftovers from my corporate space, corporate job?
Right.
And so in 2021, just to show you how new it is, 2021, after doing this side by side somewhat, I jump out of the corporate space. And that's when, for me, the real roller coaster, I thought I was on a roller coaster ride before. That's when the real roller coaster ride started. And so to speak to your question, where do we see ourselves? We're looking at really ramping up the speaking side of our business.
Okay.
And doing some shifts, if you will, not necessarily, well, I guess you could call them shifts in the way in our coaching space. So right now we do a lot of one-to-one, and I love the one-to-one space, but I want to get more into the one-to-many space. And so we've done some group coaching and have loved that experience, love what that's about, love the impact of being able to influence and be impactful in several people's lives all at once. And so I see us being more of hitting the speaking circuit and kind of taking people through a progression in our coaching space. So possibly, you know, doing coursework. So I'm working on coursework right now, and then taking them from coursework into a group space, and then from a group space into an event space, and then maybe from an event space into what might be a premium one-to-one space. And so we're looking at really putting that pathway in place so that it's solid.
I think that's great. I think that's, you're obviously evolving. I mean, you guys are evolving, and you're seeing kind of where you want to go and where you see yourself and your business going. And you're right. adapting, you're running with it. And I think that's so key as an entrepreneur, is that you're recognizing it. You're not letting it just kind of, you know, pass you by. You're recognizing
right.
it, and you're seeing, you and your wife are figuring out, okay, this is what we want to do. This is what we need to do. Now, what steps do we need to take in the meantime to make sure that we are properly leveraging all these things?
Exactly. So, and that's important. That's important because I'm learning the crucial, how crucial being adaptable is, because things can happen, you know, unexpectedly. Things can turn on a dime. To give you an example of that, before I got out of the corporate space, I was in a partnership with an agency that was funneling me my one-to-one clients. So I didn't have to do a lot in the way of marketing. I didn't have to really kind of push to get clients in the door, because there was a pipeline that was actually, you know, very instrumental in getting me those clients. So
okay.
This is recent. As of the last few weeks or so, that partnership is dissolving and has pretty much dissolved. Right. And so here comes that adaptability piece again. So now we're like, okay, that pipeline doesn't exist anymore. How do we create our own pipeline? What does the pipeline look like? How do we want to engage in some of these clients that are now coming to us directly? So that adaptability piece, man, is so crucial. And so many people, they kind of get stuck And I know in the beginning, man, I can tell you, full transparency, had a one-track mind about how this was going to play out.
Right.
And then when it did, and when it started to not look like that, I was kind of panicking because I'm like, okay, that's, I kind of put all my chips, you know, I already pushed all my chips across the table, you know, so that adaptability piece, man, is so crucial to you seeing some level of success and allowing the trajectory of this entrepreneurship process to keep going.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, and again, you know, Oliver, I think there's so many things as entrepreneurs that we didn't see coming, especially in the last 2 years that have evolved. I mean, look, I've been in my industry for 20 years, and for most of my career, the primary focus has been working with pre and post retirees doing retirement and financial planning because they were approaching retirement or they were in retirement. They had those concerns of running out of money and those types of things. And it's, you know what? There's been so many changes because not only because of COVID, but just how people think, what concerns they have. I mean, if you would have told me 2 or 3 years ago that I really would have started focusing a lot more on younger entrepreneurs, younger professionals as part of my practice, I would have said, no, there's no way. Like, that just doesn't make sense. A lot of them are do-it-yourselfers until later in their career because they just don't have enough in assets yet to worry about. And
right.
I think a lot of things changed over the last couple of years, just like they have in your business and in your path to where you're at today. And I think that I give you a lot of credit. I commend you guys for you know, being adaptable and looking at things differently as things change, because I think there's a lot of business owners, unfortunately, out there that couldn't do that and they're struggling or they're going out of business because of it.
Yeah, I agree. And some of it, you know, yes, there are some, you know, extenuating circumstances that, you know, individuals can point to say, hey, this is the direction I was going and that door has closed. But I'm learning too, it, you know, there's some people who just aren't willing to do that.
Yeah.
And that, you know, is, you know, that's going to be to your detriment. If you're not willing to say, okay, all right, this is really the path that I envision, but I'm not seeing it happen that way. Let me start looking around for other paths, or do I have to forge my own, or, you know, do I have to collaborate in a space where I thought I was going to be able to just hold this down by myself? And all of these different things that you have to think about, which I think kind of point back to who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Because that level of willingness has to come from that's a character development thing, almost more than it is a business development thing, because you have to be willing to think that way. You have to be willing to act a certain way. You have to be willing to, that adaptability piece is in alignment with a mindset piece, you know, that I think is very important to establishing the behaviors that would allow you to go with the flow, if you will.
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, here's an interesting one I want to make sure I ask you as well. What is, you know, obviously you're in a little different space in my mind as far as an entrepreneur, where you can't just measure success by revenue and by you know, how you're growing percentage wise year over year. It's a little different because of what you're doing. So I'm more curious than anything, and I think some of our listeners would be curious about this as well. But, you know, Oliver, what does success look like to you? And what does that mean? Because obviously you already had mentioned that you're evolving a little bit, especially right now and going forward. So does that change your vision of success? And I'm more curious than anything just to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal question, because over the last 6 months, that has been a that's been a question that has actually been flashing in lights in our lives and in our minds in terms of what does success look like. And I believe maybe years ago I would have answered that question as from a financial perspective, from a revenue perspective,
right?
In terms of numbers and looking at the numbers of clients and how many group sessions we're doing per year, and you know, from that level of metrics, it has been changing over the last 6 months, and it's actually been morphing back, if you will, to where we were when we first started, when we didn't realize that this was going to even go anywhere. And it's now more about impact, which sometimes when I say it, I'm like, okay, to a business person, they're like, okay, yeah, but you can't live off impact.
Right.
And maybe there's some argument that is necessary there, I guess. But to answer your question, what I'm seeing now is that the thing that drives me is my ability to affect change.
Okay.
And because of the space that I'm in the relationship building and men's empowerment space, the numbers take care of themselves after a while. Because as you affect change, you become attractive to those who are seeking out that level of transformation. And so what I've been trying to do over the last 6 months is really stay true to the passion that I have, which is the passion to see people build the relationship of their dreams, both personally and professionally. And I've really been digging my heels into what does that look like from an influence and impact standpoint. And what I've been seeing is that, excuse me, as my focus has shifted back to that, I've noticed that the individuals who are attracted to that are just coming to me organically.
Yep.
In the beginning, I was chasing the numbers and not necessarily spending a lot of time on the impact. And so for me, and I can't say that that's going to be everybody's story.
So it's
let
not.
Me be clear about that for those,
yeah, it's
for
not.
Those who are listening. I'm not saying you got to be philanthropic in your thinking and that the world will change. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for me, I've noticed that when I really dig into what it is that the why of why I'm doing it, it's just seeming to be that's the thing that's attracting people to me.
And I think that you're right. I think that there's no doubt that it doesn't work for everyone, but I think the space you're in, I think you're the perfect type of coach or the perfect type of business that it makes perfect sense for. I think that you will attract the right people, as you've already seen that's starting to happen. And part of that is not only familiar mindset or similar mindset, but it's also the fact that people can really, I really believe people can tell when you're being genuine or you're BSing. And I
Absolutely.
I really think that one of the things I can tell already from you is that you're truly genuine. You're really trying to help people. You really are trying to make that impact. And we all know, no matter what line of business you're in, not everyone is trying to do that.
Right. Right.
So,
that's true.
And it's interesting because, you know, I did a workshop last week, and I will tell you that one of the greatest compliments someone actually paid me at the end of the workshop was thank you so much, and I really appreciate all the info, and you can tell how passionate you are about helping people and how much you really care and what you do. And this person didn't even sign up to meet with me, and that didn't even matter to me. It was like,
right.
Wow, okay, thank you. That means the world to me that you took a minute and just said, hey, you know what? You can tell how passionate you are. Because, you know, us as entrepreneurs, yes, I agree with you, Oliver, is that a lot of traditional, you know, people in traditional sense will judge success based on the dollars, based on the revenue. But at the end of the right. day, yes, that's part of it because, yes, we all know we need to make a living and we all know, you know, we all want and sometimes need material things. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, if we're really trying to make an impact and trying to change and make a difference in certain people's lives based on what we're doing and the work we're doing, I think that you need to have that. You need to have the drive is the wrong word, but you need to have that giving mentality, and you need to give almost sometimes before you receive.
Yeah, and that's tough sometimes for folks to really absorb because we're in a society that's driven by the bottom line, right? Everything yep. costs money, so yep. We can't ignore that, right? So it's not me saying, hey, you know, I'm willing to, you know, sleep in a tent so that I can help folks. I don't think I've evolved to that point yet.
Right, right.
But at the same time, for me, I'm just beginning to notice just my priorities tend to color the outcome. And sure. when the priority for me becomes just thriving off of, you know, seeing a guy just winning in business and winning in life and feeling good about himself. And like, and he's like, man, I'm so glad I spent this time with you. Or a couple who has that aha moment. I went through this a couple weeks ago with a couple that just, you could literally, as you watch them, you could see like the scales falling off. And it just that is a feeling that I can't even properly articulate, but yeah. that's the thing that just makes me, it makes me catch on fire inside, you know? And so, and I've noticed that when I dig into that, the content that I put out and the things that I do in terms of, you know, pushing ourselves, it's attractive because that feeling of being on fire inside comes out through that yeah. stuff that we share. So for right now, that's where it is. And like you said, man, we evolve, right? So 3 years down the road, this thing could look really different.
Yeah.
And it could be, you know, there could be some different things that are the driving forces behind why we do and what we do.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that's great that you're already recognizing that. And you're saying that out loud, like, hey, 3 years from now, it could look completely different from what we're doing now. And that's, I think that's great that you already have that mindset. Because again, I think that some of the people that don't are the ones that are struggling right now. And I think it's unfortunate. So, you know, Oliver, I've really enjoyed our conversation and I've enjoyed, you know, some of your insight on different things with success and your business and what's kind of evolved. Tell me, you know, any of our listeners that want to get in touch with you, tell me what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way would be through the website. That's kind of the central location. We're all over social media. So if you're a social media person, the handle is @Denali LLC, DENOLI LLC. That's all of our social media everywhere. And then the website is denali.org. And so those are the places where you can connect with us and get a hold of us, follow us, be able to see what we're doing, get a sense of who we are, and then reach out as needed.
Okay. No, and I think that's great. I think that, you know, what you guys are doing, I definitely think makes a difference. And I think a lot of people out there need it. So I think it's, you know, I give you guys a lot of credit and I thank you for what you guys do. And I thank you for your time.
Man, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, man, to be on this. It's an honor to get to connect with you and have this conversation.
For sure, Oliver, and I feel the same way. So I'm grateful that you were able to come on, and I hope to stay in touch, and hopefully the listeners definitely got something out of this, and hopefully that they'll reach out to you as needed as well. So I want to thank our listeners, and thanks again for another episode of the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth. I'm your host, Nick Bohr, and thanks so much, everyone, and look forward to hearing and seeing from our listeners in the next episode. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show, or to listen to past episodes, visit www.inspiredbusinessleaderspodcast.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.